Voter intent would be the determining factor for counting write-in ballots in Alaska under a bill on its way to the governor's desk. Senate Bill 31 passed the House today on a 38-1 vote. It puts into law recommendations of state and federal courts, as well as the office of Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, stemming from last fall's U.S. Senate race. After that election, Republican candidate Joe Miller sued the state over its handling of write-in ballots for his rival, Senator Lisa Murkowski. Miller's lawsuits failed, but the courts agreed with him that the state's election law is too vague. On the House floor this morning, Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson said one of the goals of the bill is to limit future litigation over write-in votes.
During the Miller versus Treadwell case, the state spent over $150,000. Senate Bill 31's goal of ensuring voter enfranchisement and putting into statute inclusive rather than exclusive language will protect the fundamental democratic rights of Alaskans who enter the polling booth with diverse backgrounds.
Under the bill, voter intent for write-in ballots is determined by the director of the State Division of Elections, making the same argument Miller made in his lawsuits. Wasilla Republican Wes Keller was the only lawmaker to vote against the bill. He said it puts too much power in the director's hands.
That's a huge responsibility if we get down to one or two or three votes. I mean, it could change the history of the state of Alaska. I mean, one vote is very important. And the problem is we don't define how we determine what the intent of the voter is. And part of the reason for that is it's impossible.
The lawmakers who crafted SB 31 in committee felt it best to leave the responsibility of determining voter intent with one person. They argued the counting of write-in votes is always held in an open process in order to ensure integrity. The bill unanimously passed the Senate back in February.